And now, Tadpole Media Group is proud to present the 4th Annual Ceiling Fan Christmas Special Adventure!
Ethan, what are we doing?
Alright, is everyone here?
Well, that sort of depends on who you mean by everyone. What are we doing?
Okay, good. Okay, here's your scripts, Phil, Aaron, James... Ow! Just got a paper cut on the script. Sorry. Here you go.
Actually, my girlfriend's on the way.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, she's awesome. I met her in college. She's a senior.
Right.
She's coming to see me off on the big band tour.
Oh, actually, that's perfect, because I've written a few girls' parts, and I was just going to have James play those, but having a real girl might be kind of refreshing.
Yeah, could you imagine a podcast where they use a guy to do all the female parts? That wouldn't be believable
at all. Yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute, is this a Ceiling Fan Christmas special?
Hey, yeah, it is. Cool.
Quick question, Ethan. Why are we recording a Christmas special in January?
Oh, yeah, shouldn't we be getting packed for the band tour? I think Uncle Bernie wants to go soon.
Hey, the Ceiling Fan is most important. We wouldn't even have a band if it wasn't for the podcast. Besides, with James and Aaron around, I think it's best that we start planning the episodes ahead a little more.
Yeah, but 11 months ahead of time?
Phil, you don't know what's gonna happen next Christmas. I mean, what if something bad happens on this band tour?
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, what if, let's say, you turned evil or something, and Aaron ended up kidnapped and replaced with some kind of double, and maybe James and I ended up stuck in a hot air balloon somewhere over North Dakota.
Ethan, you have such a crazy imagination.
I know, I'm just kidding. Sorry. But I do think
Hello.
It would...
Ah, she's here. Jessica, come on in. Guys, meet Jessica.
And here's your script.
What?
Just play along, it's what he does. Jessica, this is Ethan, the guy I was telling you about.
Oh, yes, the little fanboy. It is so nice to finally meet you. Like, I've always wanted to be a movie star. People back home are always telling me that I should be in movies and stuff. I am, like, such a good actress.
Oh, great. Well, this is an audio drama.
A what?
Yeah, it's like a TV show, but without the pictures.
Oh, weird.
Not that weird.
A little weird.
Now that we're all here, let's get started.
Okay, so what's this 11 months before Christmas script about anyway?
Well, remember a few years ago when Freezy the Snowboy came to visit?
Please don't remind me.
Well, I thought it would be important to document what happened when we went on our magical journey to the North Pole, so naturally that's what the script's about.
From your perspective, I'm sure.
Actually, it's from Freezy's perspective.
From all right.
I'll just hit record over here, and actually Freezy recorded his parts earlier, so I'll just push play over here, and...
I don't think I'll ever forget the crazy snowy weekend in December of that one year. You might not believe me, but the world almost missed Christmas. Oh, excuse me, I'm Freezy. Yeah, Freezy, what? What about it? Come on, I was named by a 13-year-old kid. Give me a break here. Oh, haven't you ever seen a talking snow boy before? That's right, snow boy. I'm just a boy. Anyway, nice around here, isn't it? Yep, this is where I was meant to be. Christmas Town, better known as the North Pole. White gold, Eskimo tea. The Earth's hat. Coldville, the Arctic Ocean, the... Oh, that's Ethan Daniels. Who's Ethan? Could it be that you're not acquainted with the great, magnificent, amazing, wonderful Ethan Daniels? Well, let me tell you, this boy is the reason you're alive today. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
Wait a minute. Ethan, really?
What? I didn't write it. Freezy did. Apparently, he thinks I'm great.
Let's just go with it, Phil. It could be fun.
Fine. Go ahead.
It all started about, well, 15 minutes ago, actually, when Ethan and I arrived here at the North Pole.
Well, here we are. North Pole. Oh, now what?
I don't know. I guess I assumed we would find Santa or something.
What? You mean you dragged me up here to the middle of the North Pole without a plan?
Hey, I was just born yesterday. I don't know the consequences of my actions.
Well, it's not like you're gonna find Santa on the first castle on the left or something.
Well, what about that castle? Over there.
What castle?
The first one on the right.
Ah, yes. In fact, the only castle. I guess we could go check it out.
You know, I sure hope Santa's nice.
I hope he has heat and a quick way to get home. I don't want to ride that train again. Oh! Whoa, that's an explosion! Look, there's a short man running towards us.
Don't come back!
Whoa, dude, stop! Hey!
The kid, you two, whoa. Come with me! Go! I think we're safe here.
What? Safe? We're in the middle of the cold.
I feel fine.
Who are you?
My name is Freezy.
Not you, this guy.
I'm not a guy.
Oh, sorry, ma'am?
No, I mean, I'm not a human. I'm an elf.
An elf boy?
You mean like Legolas or something?
What? No. Haven't you guys ever seen any Christmas classics?
Oh, I'm not allowed. My mom says it wouldn't be good to put any more ideas in my head.
And I was just bored, so I don't know much of anything.
That's for sure.
Fine. I'm one of Santa's elves.
Oh, I see. So you make toys and stuff.
Ah, that is such a stereotype.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine.
I have a question. Why were you running away from Santa's shop?
Well, they don't accept me there for who I really am.
Well, who are you?
My name is...
Freezy, just assume that I already know who you are, okay?
Got it.
Well, they want me to build toys, but I want to be an explosives technician.
Oh, so they don't accept you for what you want to do.
That's what I said, right?
No, you said they don't accept you for who you are, but who you are and what you do are not exactly the same thing.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, like my friend here. People don't like him. At all. Partially because he's a snowman.
Snowboy.
Which is who he is. He can't help being a snowman.
Snowboy.
And he relentlessly interrupts to correct with unnecessary information while you're telling a story. Which is what he does. People don't really like him for that either.
Well, I can see how that would get annoying.
Anyway, I'm Ethan Daniels.
Nice to meet you, Ethan. And who are you?
Freezy, go ahead.
Now?
Yes.
Oh, my name's Freezy the Snow Boy.
Is there any way to get out of this cold?
Don't like the weather here, huh?
I just don't want to die of frostbite.
Well, we're all just a bunch of misfits and losers then, aren't we?
No, I'm not a loser. I'm just cold.
Well, what do you guys say? Shall we try to find a place where we could fit in?
If it means getting warm, then yeah, sure, I'm in.
What a misfit. Always cold. Poor guy. Sure, let's go.
I guess we could head up over to that snowbank and see what we can see.
Alright, let's go.
Ethan?
Yeah?
I was thinking that since it's been exactly 15 minutes since we arrived here at the North Pole on that train, I think I should step over here and do some quick narration for the audience.
What?
You know, like an intro to the story, like we've caught up to where we were when the story began.
Whatever. I don't understand what you're saying sometimes.
I don't
anyway,
think I'll
Hermie,
ever.
Anyway, that's your name, right? I noticed it on your name badge. How did you end up getting kicked out of Santa's workshop?
Well, I was actually working at the convenience store right outside the workshop. But with all that time just to sit there being bored, I developed an interest in comic books, which led to an interest in action movies, which led to an interest in video production, which led to an interest in explosives.
I see. Oh, whoa, what's that?
Well, you see, that's when you blow stuff up with...
No, I mean over there. Look, it looks like someone on a sled. Freezy, what are you... Freezy?
Coldville, the Arctic Ocean.
Hey, Freezy, what are you doing?
Oh, that's Ethan Daniels. Who's Ethan? Could it be that you're not acquainted with the great, magnificent, amazing, wonderful Ethan Daniels?
Freezy, come on. We don't have time for you to narrate all that again.
Flashback humor. Okay, I'm coming.
Talk. All right, stop!
Hammer time.
Well, now, who are you?
My name...
Sorry,
Freezy. Never mind.
Well, we're a bunch of regular misfit losers trying to find somewhere to fit in. And you are?
The name's Yukon Cornelius. I was thinking about finding some gold here in the North Pole, but I mainly just...
Well, folks, what do you think of our new friend Yukon?
Who's he talking to?
Sorry, he's been doing this.
It seems he's obsessed with finding silver and gold.
Well, I'm not obsessed, I just said...
I would just let him go. There's really no reasoning with him.
He's a misfit, just like Ethan and me.
I'm not a... Never mind.
Well, this is my intern. His name is Aaron.
Wait, stop, stop. Aaron? I have to play myself?
No, you're not playing yourself. It's a different Aaron, just one of the many people that I met up at the North Pole. You know, Aaron's a pretty common name.
Okay, then why does the character description say Aaron? The exact same personality and voice as the real Aaron, played by Aaron.
I don't know, ask Freezy. He wrote this stinking thing.
Come on, why do I have to be an intern in the fake world, too?
Fine, you could probably play this part right here.
Yes.
Alright, go ahead, James.
Well, this is my intern, Aaron.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Now, could we get going? I'm really cold.
Cold? What a misfit!
Why is being cold so weird? What was that?
It's the abominable snow monster!
What do we do?
Run!
Quick, on that iceberg!
Yes, that will float away, because I know that Annie Banani's one weakness.
Who?
Annie Banani. It's a nickname for the abominable snowman.
Well, I didn't know that. You just said his name was the abominable snowman, like... 2 seconds ago. I can't know all his nicknames, too. I've never met the guy.
Context, my boy! Context!
Whoa, where are we?
I don't know!
Some sort of island or something.
Whoa, what was that?
What do we do?
It's getting closer. Hold!
Well, Aaron, was that you?
Who goes there?
Why, yes, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, in that case, that's okay. Okay? Who, may I ask, are you?
My name... never mind.
Well, we're a gaggle of complete loser, unwanted, not going anywhere in life misfits. Nobody likes us or would ever want to be our friend, especially him. He's cold.
What?
Who are you?
This is the Island of Misfit Interns. I'm Intern Fred!
Misfit Interns?
Yes. Nobody wants to hire someone with the name Fred!
Why not? That doesn't make any sense.
Boo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, don't cry. Me and Ethan will be your friend. Right, Ethan?
I guess.
This is the island of Misfit Interns. We don't fit the last of us. We will try to help the glory of us make it worse. So we come and pick up the island.
How would you like to spend all your time stuffing envelopes and getting coffee? I don't. I'm a misfit.
I spent 4 years doing the bare minimum to maintain a C+ in college. Now nobody wants to hire me. Some good that degree did. I'm a misfit.
I'm a guy with too many amazing ideas. My boss is jealous. I'm a misfit.
I have a doctor's note that says I only work 1 hour a day. I'm a misfit.
I only wanted an internship at the radio station so I could sneak in and play my band's album all night long. I'm a misfit.
I bring my pets into work. I'm a misfit.
One, two, three. This is the island of misfit interns. We don't fit in.
Okay, I'm thinking your names have nothing to do with why you can't get a good internship.
Why, whatever do you mean?
Nothing. Anyway, do you guys have some sort of leader or something? Who's in charge around here?
Oh, he speaks of our leader. We shall take you to her. Halt! Who goes there?
It is us, a bunch of misfits. We were wondering if we could stay on your island.
Man, we just don't have the room, sorry. Oh, Plus, this is an island of misfit interns. Yeah, and none of you guys are interns. That's it.
Well, I am.
Well, yes, that's true, but well, fine. Misfit interns, could you leave me alone with the guests for a second?
Oh, sure.
And be a dear and shut the door behind you, would you?
Sure. Okay.
Look, here's the deal, guys. See this wine bottle?
I guess.
The wine in this bottle is all the terrible, unaware people who have ever applied for an internship and got rejected because they just had no people skills at all. This island is the cork that protects the world and prevents these interns from actually, somehow, entering the workforce.
So, actually staying here wouldn't be very fun at all.
It's not too bad, if you just give them busy work so they don't annoy you. But when they have trouble with simple things, that's when it gets pretty unbearable.
Oh, gotcha.
But alas, you are all either fairly normal humans or not humans at all. So you have to try to figure out how to get along in the real world and be friends with everyone.
For the record, I just want to go home and get warm.
Well, only Santa can help you guys with that. Ask your elf friend here, he knows the way.
You know, leader, your words have spoken to me. I will try to get along with people.
Good, good. Now, when you guys go back to see Santa, please, for heaven's sake, don't tell him about this place. I would hate to see what might happen if Santa and his liberal agenda forced me to let these kids loose in the name of equality or whatever. The results could be catastrophic.
Anyway, let's go see Santa.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Your friends are very nice. I appreciate you bringing them here.
Thanks, Santa. It's great to get out of the cold. You know, I didn't even know you were real.
Well, of course I'm real, Ethan. And so are you.
Of course I am. Was there any doubt?
Well, Ethan, since you're wanting to get home, I do think I can help you with that. We have a transporter in the back room that can beam you wherever you need to go.
Oh, great. That's perfect.
What's that?
I don't know.
Santa, we have a problem!
I hear, what is it?
The abominable snowman! He's broken into the toy shop!
But didn't we drown him? I thought he couldn't swim.
Of course he can swim. He was swimming gold medalist in the Monster Olympics 3 years running.
What are we gonna do?
I have an idea.
I sure hope this plan works for me. If that snow monster gets in here, he'll destroy the toys and Christmas for everyone.
I think it will, Santa. Everybody ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1!
Take that, snow monster!
Good job, Hermie! You saved Christmas!
Maybe not!
What do you mean?
This attack may have been a decoy. It looks like somebody has just used the transporter!
What? But who? What? It's the phone. Hello? Oh! Ethan, this is for you.
For me? Oh. Hello?
Ethan? Intern Fred has escaped from the island. He may have already started applying for internships. If he somehow gets back to the USA, he will apply for an internship everywhere, with no regard for Christmas or the need for people to get back home to their families. The entire country will be stuck reading his internship applications and Christmas will be ruined.
Who was it, Ethan?
I think I know who used the transporter.
Santa! Christmas is being canceled! There's some interns stopping people from being able to go home for Christmas!
Oh, no! No, no! Christmas is ruined!
Wait! I think I know what can be done.
Really? Oh, Ethan, please, what is it?
Can I use your phone again?
Sure thing. Ethan, you saved Christmas. You're our hero. I can't believe you accepted Intern Fred as an intern for your podcast. That was a great idea. Is there anything we can do to help you?
Well, I would like it if my friend here could, well, be accepted for who he is and what he wants to do.
Who, Elphil? He's always been accepted here.
Elphil? I thought his name was Hermie.
Oh, that's his nickname. We like him just fine. We just can't have him blowing things up all the time.
So you mean I can be an explosion specialist?
Sure. I'm sorry I made you feel like you couldn't. I just need you to be careful. Perhaps I can look for some scholarships and get you enrolled in a pyrotechnic school.
Anyone else here want to be something different?
I want to be a zookeeper.
I want to be a mortician.
I want to be a dentist.
Okay, I decree that from now on, any elf can be anything they want. Except you. No dentist. That's just silly.
Aww. Yay! And Santa, what about my friend here, Freezy? I think he'd be more comfortable living up here, at the North Pole.
No, we don't want him here. He gets on everyone's nerve with his singing.
And Santa, what about my friend Ethan here? He doesn't fit in at all. He's always so cold.
Ho, 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 Freezy. I'll give you two the greatest gifts that I can think of. Shazam!
No, wait, what's happening? No! Where are we?
Ethan, is everything okay up there?
Mom? We must be back home.
Ethan? Oh, who's your friend?
No!
My name's Freezy. Freezy. Freezy the Snow Boy. And that is how Ethan Daniels saved Christmas for everyone. The end.
Well, that was interesting.
I thought it was a lot of fun. Thanks, Ethan. I love Christmas specials. So when is it going to air?
At Christmas.
Oh, like, that sounds like a good time for it.
Hey guys, just called the label. They said that everything's all set up and ready to go for the bus to pick us up tonight. Now I need you all to get moving and packed up for this band tour.
Oh, there's the door. I'll go get it. Regis Blackbeard?
Well, there it was, ladies and gentlemen, our fourth annual Ceiling Fan Christmas special. You gotta love that Freezy the Snow Boy. I wish I could do his voice. Well, I still can't believe we've done four now. It's crazy. And speaking of four, we are about to begin season four of the Ceiling Fan next month, so the wait is almost over, though you did just hear a brand new Ceiling Fan episode, the first one in several months. But January, the season will start. So be looking out on the podcast feed for some brand new exciting stuff. Well, I hope you guys have a very, very Merry Christmas, spending time with the people who are most important to you, which is what I'll be doing. I'll be with my family. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. And I hope you enjoy some good old holiday fun. Please be safe, and I will see you all in January. In the meantime, let me give some credits. Today's episode of The Ceiling Fan was written and directed by Kevin McCreary, myself, and produced by The Ceiling Fan team. Who is in that Ceiling Fan team and providing voices for today's episode? Well, none other than Justin McKenzie, Lauren Crisp, Garrett Vandenberg, Mark Jones, and welcoming, premiering for the first time on the Ceiling Fan, Tracy Lynn Holland. You may know her from doing amazing videos on the internet called Adventures in Editing. Look those up on YouTube, check them out, give her lots of hits. We want to thank her for providing voices today and welcome her to the Ceiling Fan team. Until next time, January that is, you can reach us in many different ways. My favorite happens to be Facebook, on the official Ceiling Fan Facebook page, or you can check out our website, ceilingfanpodcast.com. There's a nice little forum on there that I do check pretty regularly. Or you can email us at info@ceilingfanpodcast.com. So long, have a happy new year, and a Merry Christmas.